This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
They are definitely looking to score more goals. I mean, they're not satisfied. They want to play better. He did say that although the game the other night they won, he was not happy. He said he was angry after the game.
Wow, they dominated. They dominated that first half. It was a. Let me tell you something. That was some of the best passing this organization has had in its short tenure and into its second year. I saw some beautiful passes, great anticipation. You can tell that the chemistry is really coming together and they're getting a real good feel for each other. But Robbie had a couple of chances. Guys had opportunities. They could not capitalize.
Robbie had chance. Vasilev had a chance that went out, went wide or high or something, and there was somebody else. There were three players that had opportunities that, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. It's obviously harder than it looks.
Of course.
But they blew opportunities. They had chances. Phil just said we had a chance to in the first half to turn that into an easy game. And instead we made it a hard game. And it took all the way for, you know, the heroics of Christian McCoon, of all people, you know, to come rushing into the box and get the PK and, you know, get the penalty and then demand it. That he's going to take it. This guy showed an incredible amount of guts and courage to be the guy, you know, a defender who, you know, had not been a key player for this team for a long time to say, hello, I'm taking this. And he did, and did it in his own unique style and put it away, and they win the game on that. But it shouldn't have taken, you know, Toronto is a team that has given up 49 goals, the most in MLS by far. They have the most, you know, open defense giving up 49 goals, and it took Inter Miami, you know, a 95th minute crazy heroic PK to win that game. So that is not, Phil was not happy with that win. He said, I take it, I accept it, this happens sometimes, but if we keep playing like that, you know, the luck runs out.